Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, sure. Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's Good News Week. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who never seriously considered giving the kids Hanukkah gelt to the Scott Walker campaign, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, no. Not for a moment. Okay. Pilates, huh, Jeff? Okay, fine. You say she's Pilates? That's what it is, then. What? We got some leftover news here that couldn't fit into the regular. This is leftover news. There's no theme for it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. That's all right. You can think one for leftover news. That'd be good. I like this one here. Woman 72 admits taking UW painting to show her interior designer. I don't know if you caught that. Did you see this one? This is my favorite of the week, I guess. A 72-year-old woman was cited for misdemeanor theft for taking a painting from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Union South. She said she took the painting to show her interior designer color ideas. I won't read her name because she's had enough problems here. She was very cooperative with authorities, told officers she thought it was artwork painted by a student and therefore was acceptable to take. It has been returned and she was fined, I guess. Anyhow, that's actually more insulting than taking. It was saying it was okay to take because it was a student painting. Then there's this one in Oak Creek, which is near Milwaukee somewhere, ain't it?
Yeah.
Ain't it, hey? Yeah, okay. Anyone from Oak Creek here? Okay. A resident of Oak Creek apartment complex called police on November 29th to report an odor of burning flesh. According to the Oak Creek police report, a resident of an apartment complex on West Riverwood called the police the afternoon of November 29th to report there was a burning flesh odor coming from somewhere in her building. The resident said it occurs often. An officer went to the building and reported that he detected the smells of fresh baked bread, pumpkin pie, ham seasoned with brown sugar and cloves, taco seasoning, several Asian spices, and various candle scents. The officer did not detect any odors that would be deemed as obnoxious or smelled like burning flesh, and the complaint was deemed unfounded. They're burning human flesh again. And finally, this is not related exactly, this is also leftover news, though. Cannibal sandwiches sicken Wisconsin residents. How many of you eat cannibal sandwiches?
Yeah.
You have to applaud because, like I say, we're on radio. Applaud if you are a cannibal sandwich. You got to applaud now because you raised your hand. Now you have to applaud. Don't keep raising your hand.
What is a cannibal sandwich?
What is a cannibal sandwich?
It's raw, ground, round.
It's raw, ground, round?
Yeah.
Or worse, right? Could be Chuck.
Well, it could be Chuck.
Could be Chuck. So it's what they call, what do the French call it? Take your chance, meat. Horse meat. No, what?
Tartar.
It's tartar. Anyhow, cannibal sandwiches sicken Wisconsin residents. Officials advise avoiding raw meat served as steak tartar. Cannibal sandwiches or steak tartar. An appetizer featuring raw, lean ground beef served on cocktail bread.
Cocktail.
What is cocktail bread?
I have no idea. I've never heard of such a thing.
I don't hear know what a cocktail
is. It's just little,
Melba toast.
Little bitty, those little like midget.
Yeah.
Thing. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Usually rye, probably.
Okay. Maybe a Wisconsin tradition, but they are not safe. More than a dozen people became ill after consuming them last holiday season. So, okay, this is a warning for this holiday season. They had E. coli, 13 likely cases. At the sandwiches, so you might want to throw them on the grill. Throw your cannibal sandwich on the grill this year, kids.
Or the garbage.
Yeah. Over the years, I've listed the entire outbreaks here, cannibal sandwich outbreaks in Wisconsin. They're a festive dish in German, Polish, and other ethnic communities. Any ethnic communities besides those two? German, Polish. My brother Arthur. Used to eat it right out of my mom would bring home the ground beef. He would eat it right out of the... He come up from the basement in the middle of the night because he spent a lot of time down there hammering and drilling things. Then he'd come up for raw meat and just eat it right and chew on it. He called it scum gum. I said, what are you chewing on? He said, scum gum. You chew it till it gets a turns into gum after a while. But that's just Arthur. Steak Arthur, we used to call it. So, okay, all right, so just to be aware, that's a warning more or less. And now here's the actual, you know, we get actual memos, letters, anything we get our hands on here. And we got our hands on the letter from the friends of Scott Walker. It's a holiday. It's his Christmas letter. The gift that keeps on giving. Friend, instead of venturing into the cold this Black Friday, stay in and give your children a gift that will keep on giving. This year, we are celebrating the holiday season with a Black Friday special that is better than any deal found in stores. Donate $5, $10, or $25 to help Governor Walker get reelected and save your children from a future of double-digit tax increases and billion-dollar budget deficits. Instead of electronics or toys that will undoubtedly be outdated, broken, or lost by the next holiday season, help give your children the gift of Wisconsin that we can be proud of, period. Governor Walker is helping Wisconsin move forward to a future where your children and grandchildren can experience economic prosperity, improved schools, and freedom from government dependence. The governor wants his sons to grow up in Wisconsin as great as the one he grew up in. Actually, he grew up in Colorado, but that's your name. As great as the Colorado he grew up in. When asked why he never stopped fighting for Wisconsin during the recall, Governor Walker says he has two reasons, his sons, Matt and Alex. That's three reasons. With your help, Governor Walker is enacting reforms that are securing a strong state for the future of Wisconsin's children. This Black Friday, donate $5, $10, or $25 to help Governor Walker win re-election so he can continue to help Wisconsin move forward. A strong Wisconsin is the best gift you can give. Respectfully, Taylor Palmisano, friends of Scott Walker. There you have it. Thank you very much for that letter. Send us all your Christmas letter. Taylor's not working there anymore. She'll pop up again, something tells me. And where can they send all those letters, memos, or what have you?
They can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org with the subject line memos.
Okay, and if it's just a personal letter, are there Christmas letters? Any communication?
If they actually want to send us something that is a piece of paper or some such thing,
oh, yeah.
They can send them to 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
What if they're in the Twitter sphere?
What's that?
Where the Twitters are, twittering things.
That, right.
Tweeting.
Yes.
Twitter.
Should they care to tweet to you in 140 characters a time? Memos,
or less.
Yes. Your Twitter handle is @MyFeldman.
Yeah. Or they can just tune in and see what's going on.
Yeah. There, follow you.
On the
it's a laugh riot.
Tweetscape.